Now we come to the subject, and this is important. Now, this thunderstorm that swept over the entire land, and this is certainly a magnificent description of a thunderstorm, as Ewald puts it. Now we have three strophes here, verses 3 and 4. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Now that's the beginning of the storm. Way up there in the northwest, there's distant thunder. There's lightning. The storm is gathering. And then we see the storm now breaking, because by this time the storm is moving down. And the voice of Jehovah's the thunder. And David is there in the palace in Jerusalem. And he sees that storm gathering in the distance in the northwest. Clouds, as they begin to gather and the wind begins to blow, then they become black and angry clouds and hide the sun, and it's as dark as midday. And then there's the low rumble of the thunder and the flash of the lightning, and it's streaked and forked. It's not a summer shower, not an ordinary storm. It's like Camille a few years ago. And then it breaks on the Mediterranean coast. Waves roll high. It breaks with the sound of a cannon on the shore, and the angry waves mount up, and then the storm strikes inland. And you see the mighty march from north to south. And Jerusalem will not escape, and it comes closer. The voice of the Lord's powerful. You can now hear that thunder. It shakes everything. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty, awe-inspiring. And it strikes the cedars of Lebanon, the lightning does. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. And that thunder rolls and rumbles. Lebanon is shaken, and the trees are struck by lightning, and Mount Hermon is just shaken, because it's just like a dog shakes a rabbit. And the storm draws near in its majestic and its awe-inspiring approach. And it rolls along with the rhythm of the thunder and the lightning over the hills. Here it comes, my friend, as it begins to roll. And will you notice this? We have here verse 6, he maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion, like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Now the lightning is near now, forked lightning, pops and crackles like heavy guns in a battle. And the storm breaks with all its fury. It's a savage hurricane that slams against Jerusalem. The shutters are slammed to, streets are deserted, and it's the lull before the storm now, and you have the hush before the sledgehammer blow comes. Only the barking of a dog in the distance of the Kidron Valley can be heard, and now it comes. Rain descends in torrents, the savage winds hurl themselves against the walls of Jerusalem. A shutter breaks loose, banging and making a tremendous noise. David has been through this before, and he waits patiently. He listens to the voice of Jehovah. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. Now the storm, you see, is passing over, and the rains let up. And the winds die down, and the people begin to open their shutters. The storm is departing, but it's now advancing upon the wilderness of Judea to the south and to the west. Kadesh is down there. Storm now spent in the wilderness of Sinai. And the air is fresh, and you hear the roar of the water down in the Kidron Valley. Now listen to verse 9. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and strippeth bare the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. Now, it did accomplish some good. Animals were frightened, causing some animals that were carrying young to give birth. There was no prolonged pain. But it also caused some people to go to the temple that haven't been doing that for a long time. And they went there to call upon God. Now the storm dies away, disappears in the south.